Hello, Lena. Dear friend, how are you? I just had to send a note to tell you how much I love you and care about you. I saw you yesterday as you were talking with your friends. I waited all day, hoping you would want to talk with me also. As evening drew near, I gave you a sunset to close your day and a cool breeze to rest you, and I waited. You never came. Oh, yes, it hurts me. But I still love you because I am your friend. I saw you fall asleep last night and longed to touch your brow. So I spilled moonlight upon your pillow and face. Again I waited, wanting to rush down so we could talk. I have so many gifts for you. You awakened late and rushed off to work. My tears were in the rain. Today you look so sad, so all alone. It makes my heart ache because I understand. My friends let me down and hurt me many times too. But I love you. Oh, if you would only listen to me. I love you. I try to tell you in the blue sky and in the quiet green grass. I whisper it in the leaves on the trees and breathe it in the colors of flowers. I shout it to you in mountain streams and give the birds love songs to sing. I clothe you with warm sunshine and perfume the air with natural scents. My love for you is deeper than the ocean and bigger than the biggest want or need in your head. Oh, if you only knew how much I want to walk and talk with you. We could spend an eternity together in heaven. I know how hard it is on this earth. I really know. And I want to help you. I want you to meet my father. He wants to help you too. My father is that way. You know. Just call me. Ask me. Talk with me. Oh, please don't forget me. I have so much to share with you. Alright. I won't bother you any further. You are free to choose me. It's your decision. I have chosen you, and because of this I will wait, because I love you. Your friend, Jesus. God's love for mankind is deeper than the ocean and higher than the sky. God's word tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John chapter 3, verse 16. And he also says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name." John chapter 1, verse 12. The following prayer is an example of one that you can use as you come to God. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you confessing that I have sinned and broken your laws. I am sorry for my sin and believe that Jesus Christ came to earth to die for me and my sins and rose again from the dead that I too might have eternal life. Please forgive me. I invite you into my life and give Jesus Christ the right to take control of the rest of my life. Please help me to be what you want me to be. I thank you for saving me and accepting me, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.